Cape Talk, a world view with Adam Gilchrist.
Let's say good morning to Adam and find out how some of the big international stories are being covered in the UK. Adam, let's start in South America. Good morning to you, but not a good morning for the Amazon rainforest. Absolutely dreadful figures about the latest deforestation.
Yeah, I mean, they're often called the lungs of the world, aren't they? And so, therefore, any time that you get bad news about this, then I suppose the whole world, therefore, gets a breathing problem. So we're being told the level of man-made deforestation, so the rate at which they're cutting down trees and jungle and so forth, has now reached the highest level for 4 years. It had abated at a certain stage, but ever since the election of the Brazilian president Jair Bolsonaro, now in the 2 months immediately before he became president, in fact, deforestation had reached not quite zero, but not far off. Now, for instance, just in July, 2,250 square kilometres of forest has been lost, 870 square miles. That's an awful lot of forest in 1 month, and more than double the level of any month since 2015, which is why, I don't know what the Portuguese for it is, but the English translated nickname given to the Brazilian president, Bolsonaro, is Captain Chainsaw.
Ooh.
Oh dear.
Oh yeah, not exactly a climate change champion is President Bolsonaro. Okay, very distressing.
Doesn't feel like it.
Yeah.
No.
Okay. Let's move across to Asia and the latest on the Kashmir crisis. Now I know we're going to be chatting about this a bit later in the show with Professor Dilip Menon, but just briefly, for those who are not up to speed, there's been a huge ruckus this week after India basically removed the special protection and special status that was in place for Kashmir. Obviously, it's a territory that is disputed between India and Pakistan. Pakistan reacting very strongly to that change of policy.
Oh boy, they have, yes. And in fact, the United States has overnight appealed for calm and restraint because of this dispute over Kashmir. I mean, the deal is that technically speaking, nothing has actually happened, but it's all important about the tags you give things. We know this from the disputed territories in Israel, Palestine, etc. So here we are with them stripping Kashmir, therefore, of its special status, in theory, therefore, meaning there's less autonomy, less self-governance for Kashmir. And in response, as you say, Pakistan has really gone some. They've already suspended all trade with India, have given out very strong warnings about the military consequences of what might happen, and this special constitutional status. I mean, it could easily be just waved back in, but we know that India and Pakistan have fought over this over many decades, have had full-scale wars over this over many decades, so the US call for restraint is timely.
Okay, on a much lighter note, although it is a serious problem, and I say this as one who has previously lost her sandwiches to seagulls, Adam, advice on how to combat the seagull problem. I lost a Bovril sandwich on a beach in Florida, and that Bovril had travelled all the way from South Africa to America with me. I was quite upset, to say the least.
I can see that. At least it wasn't the whole jar.
I
see what you're saying. Yes, I have lost chips and ice creams to seagulls before, or whatever gulls they were. But I don't know, this could be the handiest bit of advice that you'll have all week. So here we go, Pippa. Thanks to researchers at the University of Exeter, the best way to stop a gull from stealing your food is to stare at them. They have tested this on a bag of chips, and although they say it wasn't foolproof and there were some seagulls who refused to take part in their trial, nonetheless, they say that essentially if you give the gull the BDI treatment, look them right in the eyes, they will take considerably longer to weigh it all up and then approach. That doesn't mean they won't ultimately still try and nick your chips, but you might have finished them by then. As Paddington Bear does. Remember Paddington Bear's hard stare?
Yes.
Apparently, it works on seagulls. I just wonder, does it work on bears, dogs, snakes? What other animals can we do this on?
Can we just take a moment to reflect on the beauty that somebody at the University of Exeter set out to do this kind of research in the first place?
Do you get the feeling it was a personal mission? They lost a Bovril sandwich like you, maybe.
I suspect there is a story in the background there. Adam, thanks for a lovely story. A great way to end the segment and a good day to you further.